Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
EB, I know you're a traveling man this weekend, but did you find time to see the Chase Young workout videos that were scorching the internets this weekend?
I did see them.
Did it impress you? Did it get you excited?
Here's the thing. They're cliche now. Like, pro athlete, like, workouts on their own with their trainers. Deshaun Jackson or whatever on the beach in the sand. You know, like, oh, look at these guys getting after it on their social media. It just doesn't mean that much.
Yeah, don't get too tantalized.
That might be the only time the guy works out. Now, I doubt it, but I mean, I have a cynical view of social media workout videos. It's just that they're trying to show people how hard they're working. Just who cares? Just show up. You know how I'll know how hard you've been working? How you play on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's how I'm going to know.
Right, if you have 12 or more sacks in 2023, well, then we know you put the work in.
Remember how many times we asked Jonathan Allen last year during the season when we had him on every Tuesday?
Yeah.
Hey, we got to ask you, how's Chase look? Yeah. Every time he said he looks awesome. He's balling out in practice, but we never saw him play.
Yeah.
So he clearly wasn't ready to go on Sundays, but yeah, I would agree. I mean, the workout videos mean nothing to me.
They mean nothing. I mean, it's cool. He looks like he's getting after it. I don't doubt that. When he does work out, he goes hard. Look, be just brutally frank and honest with people. There are questions, there are rumblings about Chase's, like, does he truly want to be great? And some work ethic kind of things. There are those issues that are there, and they're out there.
With about a month left until it comes time to pick up the option, where does everybody in this room officially stand? If you were part of the Commander's brain trust, are you giving him $17+ million guaranteed for the fifth year option, or are you rolling the dice?
I've already said no, but I think I'm in the minority, certainly here at the station.
It's a real enigma.
Yeah.
Some of the stories I've heard are true, there's zero chance I would give it to him. Now, it's possible that I'm just getting bad information, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. But if the stories that I've heard are true, kind of what, you know, you can't give him an extension.
I would not feel comfortable guaranteeing him $17 million. Now, I know it's a risk, because if he comes all the way back and he's the guy that you thought you were drafting when you picked him number two overall and he's a game wrecker again and he has 14 sacks, well, then you miss the opportunity to have him under contract for $17 million. Because you're going to have to pay a lot more if you're going to sign him to a long-term deal.
Right.
You cost yourself millions by not really guaranteeing him.
Not really, because he's going to perform. Well, so next year's what, his fourth year?
Next, if you picked up the option year, it would be his fifth year. This is year four. This is year four coming up.
Right.
Yeah. And then you pick up the fifth year, $17 million.
So you're just saying the fifth year would be more because you have to renegotiate a new deal. You're going to pay more than $17 million. Maybe you will.
I mean, you definitely would.
If he has a bomb year,
top of the year pass rusher.
But can you picture that?
That's a good
gamble. I can't picture that.
I think it's worth the gamble.
You think it's worth the gamble not to sign him?
Yeah, I think it's worth the gamble.
Right.
Motivate him, have him have a ball out year, and then you got to pay him. You reward him.
So we sound like we're kind of all on the same page there. J.P. Finley thinks differently. We have audio from him and B. Mitch and Finley from a few days ago.
If I'm in charge, I pick up the option. I don't think twice about it. You've got, if it goes well, you're putting yourself in a really tough spot. If you don't think he's worth the option, then it's almost, you could argue it's time to move on anyway. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. We've seen it here with Josh Doctson. They didn't pick up the option. He got cut coming out of camp. Right now, T.J. Watt, Joey Bosa, Myles Garrett, Khalil Mack, Max Crosby, Bradley Chubb, Von Miller, edge rushers all making 20 mil or more in AAV. That number's only going to go up. The volume of players making that money is only going to go up. Say Chase Young bounces back and has an 11-sack season. That won't win you the sack title. It'd be a good year. And you don't pick up his option, you're going to have to tag him next year. And it's going to cost you 24 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to get a deal done and pay him off the tag anyway. Buy yourself some time. Then if it goes well, you can try to negotiate an extension where you don't have to base it off the tag.
Look,
if I'm tagging him after an 11-sack season. I'm not sure. I mean, you got enough.
Maybe.
You got enough production, assuming Montez Sweat has another pretty good year. You got enough production, obviously, from the tackles. You can always go out and draft a younger, healthier edge rusher, maybe a quicker edge rusher. I don't know if I'm going to tag him just after an 11-sack season. If he has 15, 17, 19, all right, it's different.
Well, then, yeah,
all I'm saying, though, is that he mentioned all those great players. He's nowhere near ranked in that realm. Nowhere near.
He's not even close to that.
Not even close.
Right.
When you would look at the rankings, correct me if I'm wrong, he was like in the 50s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't picture him having that type of year.
Yeah. He's not
where you have to keep him.
He hasn't demonstrated to be that player. We all want him to be, and we all thought he would be, especially after he had a promising rookie campaign, but he hasn't been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been anywhere close to it. So I think it's, and I agree with him. I think it's like a Josh Doctson situation. If he comes out here and has 4 sacks this year, they should cut him.
Right.
They should cut him.
Yep.
Well, if he only has 4 sacks and he's healthy,
he was on pace for 1.5 or whatever it was when he got hurt.
If he only has 4 sacks,
isn't that what he had
in a season? He plays in 17 games.
Yep.
He would be one of the biggest top 5 draft busts of all time.
He's on pace for it. You have to open your mind to it. He was on pace for, I think he was on pace for like 3 sacks.
Yeah, I mean, my mind
is, we had 1.5, and hold on, Cakes, and then he had 0 when the little limitless. Not fair, but you only played a few games, but mm-hmm. 0. I mean, the guy's a huge bust so far.
So far, he has been, yeah. Very underwhelming.
Huge bust. Yep. And that's why when I see the video of him working out, so hard, I mean, he looks great. You know what? Maybe he should go to WWE. He'd probably be a great wrestler.
Now, maybe the $17 million extension, player extension is not a big deal with their cap.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a big deal. So maybe when they look at the overall number, it's worth it to see what he does. Just me as a fan, as a football fan, I wouldn't give it to him.
I don't think he's earned it.
But maybe the team looks at it as we can sign a guy with massive upside
if
he's healthy and he's motivated.
Yep. And that's probably what'll happen.
For under market value.
I could be totally wrong. That's
for
probably what they'll do.
$17 million, if the top pass rushers are getting in the neighborhood of $23 to $25 million, maybe they feel like it's worth the risk.
Yeah.
I'd be uncomfortable doing it, but maybe Ron and Marty and company feel like it's a risk that they're willing to take.
When do they have to make the decision by?
By early May. It's like May 1st or May 2nd.
So they're about a month away.
Within a month. They have to make a huge decision for the franchise. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Did the workout video by Chase Young, has it swayed you at all as far as what the team should do?
Where do you stand on workout videos?
Would you give him would you give him $17 million by May 1st?
It's very odd timing because Ron was talking about the 5th-year option,
right?
And how it's going to be an owner's decision. So it sounds like what Ron's doing is he's using the ownership change to not reward Chase,
right?
And if Ron doesn't want to reward Chase, why do I want to? Right?
Right.
So I don't. So I guess I'm Team Ron with this.
Yeah.
Maybe you know more than Ron.
Maybe I do.
Or maybe Ron knows something.
You may You or maybe may know Ron more knows than something. Ron.
They probably know the same amount.
No, I think they know the same amount. Right. I think they know on this, I think they know the same amount. I think they know more.
It's just it's very telling that you're not going to do this if you're the organization.
But do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them.
Well, if you just looked at it from a production standpoint, he hasn't earned it. The only reason why you're giving it to him is because you look at this guy and you go, there's every reason to think that you're going to be a monster, and you haven't.
Right. And you drafted him 2 overall.
And plus, if you're Ron and the organization, you had success doing this with Daron Payne.
That is true.
You have a formula to do this.
And it seems like when you pick a guy number 2 overall, they have a hard time getting over the fact that that's now a sunken cost. There's nothing you can do about the fact that you drafted him at 2.
And to be honest, if I'm running an organization and I try to challenge a player for a good season and they don't want that, that's not the kind of player I want on my team, right?
Listen, you got a guy who's blowing off team workouts to do car commercials and then coming out with 1.5 sacks in 9 games.
Right.
If you had 15 sacks, you can blow off the team
workouts.
Oh, you
can blow off whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, if you're gonna be pouty because we're trying to challenge you and motivate you,
you just want to see production.
Yeah,
I mean, it is what it is.
And look, maybe part of it is he's 23. Maybe he's immature. I don't know him. I don't know him personally, but maybe he's got some growing up to do.
Now the positive,
I don't know.
You're probably right.
The positive, he looks great. Looks like he's in great shape, right?
Yeah, but anyone can look good in a workout video
for sure.
Even Cakes.
Slice, thank you.
Can you imagine Cakes'
like
workout video?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be running slowly on the trail. It wouldn't be inspiring.
I think he looks pretty good, but it means nothing. I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt. Looks good, but it doesn't mean anything.
I would worry about him. If you give him the $17 million, he probably says to himself, all right, well, I'm getting my salary this year, plus I got another $17 million coming next year. I don't know. I don't know how motivated by money he is, but if he doesn't get the extension, maybe he plays harder.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out
there. But then I know others have said, well, maybe he could go the other way and pout.
Which is true.
Good information, though.
Who knows how he'll react to it.
Right.
But just me, I would not give him the $17 million.
All right,
and I would just roll the dice.
I wouldn't either, but I would be worried that he might have a 15-sack campaign in him.
Well, that's a great worry to have.
Right.
Well, if he
and
has
if that,
that
happens,
so
then,
you gotta reward
then you just got to pay him a little
then
bit
Then you reward
more.
Him. Fine. Right. Don't you think it's a good gamble? What do you think the likelihood of him having a 15
zero.
Sacks performance?
0%.
Oh, I don't think it's higher than zero.
10%?
8 to 10%?
Yeah, like 1 in 10.
Well, it's still not very high.
A 1 in 10.
Because he has really, I mean, he has isolated plays where you go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely not had an extended streak of play where you go, oh, that's a watt. That's a Bosa. You haven't had
maybe
it
now he realizes, hey, the only way I get a giant payday is by terrorizing the quarterback 15 times. The light bulb finally goes on.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ron in Poolsville. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning. Great topic this morning. I'm with all you guys. If he has an unbelievable sack season, it's a win-win for the franchise. I mean, you do reward him, and it sends a message to other players, too, that, you know, you perform, you're going to get rewarded. My problem with this video is this is posturing, basically. Players today use social media as a way to send a message, especially to fan base.
For sure.
Because if he doesn't get signed, okay, he can make it simple. I've been doing all this work. I've been doing this. I can't help that I was hurt, blah, blah, blah. The point is, if you're not available, you're not available, whether it's injury or what. And you can't pay somebody that kind of money who hasn't been available. That's the reality of it. So I see it as a win-win, incentivizing him. And if he pouts, well, grow up, buddy, in all walks of life. You guys get your raises because your books show that you're number one in the top spot.
Well, if we don't get the ratings, we don't survive. That's how that works.
That's right.
If you don't get sacks, ultimately you don't survive. You don't, especially that position.
Well, yeah, but you certainly don't get paid like the other guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 15 sacks is a hard number to get to.
It's a big number.
It's not many guys get to 15 sacks.
I would bet against double digits.
Yeah.
Based on track record.
Correct.
Not based on ability.
Now, if he plays on every game, you know, if he plays 15, 16 games, then he should be able to just fall into 10 sacks. But he hasn't been able to do that.
Right. Right. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Hey, Mo, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I don't give them the option. Hold on, let me walk out of the room. My girl's giving me F's because I'm on the phone right now. So, I don't give them the option. I make them earn it. I mean, Payne had to earn it. Why can't he earn it? And you're right. I mean, 11 sacks, I'm not tagging him for 11 sacks. Like, I'm going to need to see 15, 16, something like that, because there's a lot of talent coming out in the draft. You know what I'm saying? And we haven't seen an abundance of moves from him. I mean, granted, he's a hometown kid, and I'm rooting for him. I want to see the young man successful, but no, I'm not just going to hand him a bag just because he's a name from the hometown. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, I know people like EB saying with the stories and stuff. Like, I know people that have literally hung with this dude. I'm not going to speak to what was said, but I need to see more out of him on the field before I give him the bag. Thanks, fellas.
Right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
Let's go to KB, Baltimore. KB, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
Yeah, so I think I'm a little bit different here. I said we go ahead and pick up the option. This guy's supposed to be a generational talent, right? And then
right. You
look at this regime, and they got to hang their hat on this guy being the, you know, number two overall pick. And so you pick this guy up. I mean, the guys put up last year, they had an end by committee filling in for him. Obada had 4 sacks, so what more of that, you know, Chase can do. And then I think J.P. Finley weighed in on it, and he said that the option wouldn't apply to the cap this year, and it'd be pushed off to next year. And I can't see this team going with a defensive end in the first round. I mean, you got to address the O-line. That's the bigger situation here.
For sure.
So I say you pick it up, you run the gamble, and then if it doesn't work out, you cut ties. It'll probably be a new regime anyway, so you just move on from there. I mean, this team has made worse cap mistakes, right?
Oh, yeah, it seems like every year they do.
Right, yeah. So you run 1 year and you let go of them.
Yeah, but we'll see.
If they don't pick up the option, he's still playing for us this year. You understand that, right?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, still going to play. You just put the onus on you. You just say, listen, dude, this is your chance. You want to make some money? Well, now you're really going to have an opportunity.
Yeah, go prove that you're worth it.
Yeah, now you really have the opportunity.
And who knows where the motivation comes from.
Coming up before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler's 2023 comedy tour in Baltimore. So keep listening for your chance to win.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.